The Woodstock Film Festival and Upstate Films are co-presenting the film Newtown, a documentary by Kim Snyder, on Wednesday, August 24th at 8:15 p.m. at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck, New York. A discussion follows with producer Maria Cuomo Cole and director Kim Snyder. Filmed over the course of nearly 3 years, the filmmakers used unique access and never-before-heard testimonies to tell a story of the aftermath of the deadliest mass shooting of schoolchildren in American history on December 14, 2012. Newtown documents a traumatized community, fractured by grief and driven toward a sense of purpose. Kim Snyder is the director of Newtown, which premiered in competition at the 2016 Sundance Film Festival and was hailed in Entertainment Weekly as among the best of Sundance. Maria Cuomo Cole is the producer of the documentary. She has tackled such relevant subjects as gun violence, homelessness, veterans PTSD, domestic violence, and sexual assault. And it is a great pleasure to welcome Kim Snyder and Maria Cuomo Cole to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Let us begin with you, Kim, of what brought you to this project.
I found myself in Newtown about 5 weeks after the tragedy happened, exploring some short form material with some former collaborators, and was immediately drawn to the story of aftermath and the story of collective trauma. When Maria and I joined up, we both felt that that was a story that hadn't been told, which was long after the cameras have gone, what is left in terms of an entire community told through a whole number of prisms in the community.
And Maria, in the talk about what you wanted to accomplish ultimately in the telling of this tragic story.
Well, I think that the country has unfortunately grown accustomed to learning about these horrific acts of gun violence, sharing in a collective breathing process, really, but then moving on. And we move on and move on to the next and the next. And I felt it was a rare opportunity to really take a step back and look at the trajectory of 2, 3, and now 4 years out in a community that's had to, pick up their lives and move forth after such devastation. In many ways, it's a metaphor, we feel, for what the country has endured in dealing, with this succession of horrific acts.
I'll be honest, Kim, in viewing the film, it is very difficult to watch. It is so alarming in its candor by the parents and those who were there that day. And there's an initial reaction that you have of, should I be watching this? Do I want to watch this? And then you understand ultimately what you're trying to achieve, which is that, as Maria just mentioned, we so often move along, but it's important for us to see that devastation, isn't it?
I think so. And I think a lot of the reaction that we've gotten in screening at dozens of festivals and screenings throughout the country has been that I think at the same time there's uplift. And there's hope in the sense of resilience of what these people have had the strength to get through. So for me, the film is as much about grief and moving through, not to the other side of it, but the resilience required as much as it is about the underlying issues of mass gun violence. So I personally have found it to be, in the process, a very rewarding and uplifting experience, as well as, as you say, just incredibly important to have their backs and not continuously move on and to really take a look at what this means for a community and then in turn for all of us.
Maria, talk a little bit about that very thing of the balance of letting us into the lives of those touched so closely by this tragedy without going over the line, whatever that line is.
Well, that was a very sensitive and difficult process, as you can imagine. But we felt that the ripple effect of the
experiences is really important to tell. And, you know, Kim worked very hard at developing deep trust, you know, with the subjects, and we together, you know, allowed their stories to unfold in a very authentic, natural way, and, you know, with the greatest sensitivity. I mean, all through the filmmaking process, there were changes, you know, that we had to adapt to quickly, and, you know, it was really all about taking the cues from them so that it in no way was forced or, you know, their stories directed. The community, I'll just say, I know, Kim, you agree that the community was extremely gracious and has, you know, a tremendous sense of dignity and the personal courage of the families of lost ones have just really amazed us and inspired us.
It seems, Kim, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, but it's almost a two-part film in the sense of the first half dealing with the incident and the grief and the lives of these children and teachers and adults who were there, and then the second part dealing with that aftermath. And almost the trying to come to terms with not only the loss of these children, but with the political overtones and the dealing with the gun violence and the activism by many of these parents.
I think that's true. And I think that I would add to that, that in that second part, it's also about community. So much for me was about how the fabric, how the social fabric of a community begins to re-knit after something like this, because in that first year or two, there was such shock and trauma that understandably people are sort of siloed in their own journeys of anguish. And then over time, have to find a way to be community again. And so the survivor guilt, the navigation of people repairing, you know, the relationships between one another of people whose children survived and people's children who didn't, of doctors, of all kinds of people. I mean, that is, I think, the unique thing about our film is that we're able to render these voices that really make up any town. It's a microcosm. So you have the perspective of the priest and the ER doctor who presided that day at Danbury Hospital, and the first responder who went to the school. And through those different lenses, you really see the collective and how all these parts start to come together is really a lot about what it is. And, of course, a good contingent, not, you know, the film, it's, you know, Newtown is 28,000 people. So the film certainly doesn't represent the voices of all, but I think there is an overriding sentiment or mantra that we sensed early on was to, in the dignity that Maria was talking about, to not just be remembered as a place of tragedy, but as one of meaning and transformation. And I think in that, for many people, it means looking at change and at reform around issues of gun violence.
When it comes to the ultimate discussion about what happened, and I was struck very early on in the film, Kim, that the police officer who initially responded saying to the camera that it was a horrific scene and nobody really needs to know the details of what they saw. And that's very striking, isn't it?
Yes, it was very important, I think, to all of us in the edit room that statement be set up early, because it really informs the rest of the movie. It's, you know, it is, I think, partly, as you said, it is such a difficult subject. It's partly to let people know that the film, you know, I think has just been so careful about not rubbernecking, that any of the information in there is for a reason that was imbued by, as Maria said, that, you know, a lot of those early conversations with the parents, for me, those interviews began with a question of why tell this story? Why is it important? And whose story is it to tell? And everything sort of emanated from there. So I think that early statement of the police officer is, you know, and he ends that part that you started with, you know, emotionally, the world needs to know. And I think that is what the film is. Emotionally, the world needs to stop and understand what this is in a small community or in any community that undergoes any kind of gun violence repeatedly or as a mass act. You know, I think that many people who have seen the film, including those in Newtown who are afraid, have come away saying that it is gentle in a certain way, and it is doesn't sugarcoat, and nor do we ever want to imply that there is some neat box of closure that, you know, this is going to affect generations in that town. But we do hope that it towed that line that we've been, you know, that we were striving for.
This may be a difficult question to answer. It is for both of you, but I'll begin with Maria. As to the, if meaningful and significant, and I realize there's a wide interpretation of what that means, but if meaningful and significant gun legislation came immediately after Newtown nationwide, would you have been as compelled to do the film, or would it just have been a different film?
It would have been a different film, there's no question, and wouldn't that have been wonderful, certainly. You know, the edit room was extremely difficult because, you know, it became clear to us early on, okay, well, we've got no happy ending here, that's for sure. You know, there's no sugarcoating, as Kim says. They're only the honest stories. And so I think it would have been a different film. Myself, personally, I don't know that I would have pursued the story. I'd made a film about gun laws in the past, and I think the point, the passion, the mission of this storytelling was really to present the honest truth, the tough truth of the price, the human cost of our collective inaction, and the lack of sensible gun laws in this country.
Kim?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I would just add to it that even had...
significant and meaningful gun legislation.
Right, and how you define meaningful is also sort of subjective, but even had Manchin Toomey passed, I guess I personally feel like it would be naive to think that overnight, you know, there still would have been so much work to have been done that involves culture shift. And, you know, this is a movement. I mean, we who've been traveling with the film are actually quite optimistic, standing alongside of our Newtown friends, that there is a tipping point that is happening. And we feel the film is becoming part of that, is part of that. But I think that Maria's right. It would have been a different film. But I don't know what we would have chosen to do it. We may have decided to pursue the same story that we pursued, knowing that this is going to take much deeper fundamental change, you know, that doesn't sort of rest on, you know, one the passage of one bill. I don't know if you agree with that, Maria, but...
Well, I think your question, Tori, is so interesting because we've actually never been asked this question, and it's interesting.
It's true.
To think about. But I think when you say meaningful, you know, effective gun laws, I assume that you meant comprehensive. So in our view, that would have included more than the simple background check legislation that was offered in 2013. It would have been deeper, more meaningful, as you say, and more effective.
I've just returned literally yesterday from Australia, where we screened at the Melbourne Film Festival. And, you know, it's so interesting to get the perspective of outside eyes, which, of course, so many in the world are looking in on us, just wondering what the heck is going on here. And They, of course, had this horrific tragedy in 1996 in Tasmania, and immediately enacted very meaningful change. So you're constantly asked when you're abroad, what is so difficult in your country? You know, what is it that makes it so difficult to change this, even after all of this past year? So anyway, it's just where I've just come from is a much more different view.
I'm struck, Kim, by you saying a tipping point, and I hope you're right. But there are so many people who believe, as so many of those illustrated in the film believe, that if this isn't a tipping point, I mean, if something doesn't happen after this of school kids, of kindergartners, and young lives taken, if that doesn't do it, what the hell is going to do it?
Well, we keep reminding people that things actually have happened and are happening, and some of them are legislative on a state by state basis, but they're also happening in other arenas like the medical in the medical field, where we travel right now with one of the characters in our film, Dr. Bill Begg, and he points out continuously that we need to use this film to reframe the issue as a public health issue. Nine kids a day die in America at the hands of a gun. And, recently the AMA for the first time came out and did declare this as a public health crisis. So he's heartened in seeing, what he considers to be a somewhat conservative body, coming out with a different stance. And we see those conversations happening in these different, not just in public health, but, that's one of the things we're doing with our impact campaign, is working with first responders and educators and in a very grassroots way to help bolster this the conversations that are changing and help change in those areas.
The Woodstock Film Festival and Upstate Films are co-presenting the film Newtown on Wednesday, August 24th at 8:15 at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck, New York. There is a link to finding out more information about the film along with this interview at our website, wamc.org. A discussion will follow the showing on Wednesday with Maria Cuomo Cole, the producer and director, Kim Snyder. Kim and Maria, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. I wish you the best of luck with the Woodstock event as well as with the film. And I thank you so much for doing the film and for talking about this with us this morning.
Thank you.
And to add that one of our Newtown parents will be with us as well at the Q&A. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, again, we thank you very much for the important work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the film Newtown will be shown as part of the Woodstock Film Festival and Upstate Films event. Newtown, Wednesday, August 24th at 8:15 at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck. You can find out more at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.